It is not one of the happier reports to emerge from state government each year, but there is an annual report on people who died because of illegal drugs in Oregon. Each spring, the state medical examiner's office releases the figures for the previous calendar year. We can cut right to the total. 222 people died from illegal drugs in Oregon in the calendar year 2013. If you're looking for a big improvement, it's not here. The total is exactly one death fewer than in 2012. But there are some ups and downs within those numbers that make up that total. Dr. Karin Gunson is the Oregon Medical Examiner and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Dr. Gunson, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So just generally, what is counted here as a drug-related death?
Well, we count heroin, cocaine, methamphetamine, or a combination of those drugs when we count up the number of illegal drug deaths during the year.
All right, but is it deaths just from overdoses, or is it a broader set of categories than that?
It's a broader set of categories. For instance, you can die from just an overdose from cocaine or heroin, but when you're talking about methamphetamine, very rarely do people actually die of an overdose. They usually die because they are using methamphetamine and become involved in some dangerous situation and die from trauma. So, for instance, we have lots of people who have a fairly high level of methamphetamine, and they've died from a traffic crash or they've drowned.
All right, so this would have to be a fairly comprehensive list, and there would have to be some guidelines about what gets included and what doesn't, as in person on meth crashes car and dies does count, but would the passenger in that car count?
The passenger in that car would count as well. So we end up having, well, I'm the one who goes through them all, so I'm pretty, consistent how we decide who is going to be in the category of meth-related deaths. So, for instance, I go through and look at all the tox reports that we have that come through our office, the toxicology reports, and we are the ones who okay toxicology for the medical examiner's system in the state of Oregon, so we see all of the tox reports for all of the medical examiner deaths.
So what are the trends here when you compare years 2013 with 2012?
Well, interestingly, heroin has gone down 25% heroin deaths. We had 147 in 2012, and in 2013 we had 111. Cocaine has gone down from 19 in 2012 to 12 in 2013, and that's a 35% drop. And there was a 20% drop in the combined category, went from 33 to 26. But unfortunately, in the methamphetamine-related deaths, we went from 93 in 2012 to 123 in 2013. So that's a 32% increase. So while we went down in these other categories, we went up in methamphetamine-related deaths, and that gives us nearly the same total for the year as we had in 2012.
And as we pointed out, that total is almost, well, yikes, I almost said dead on, but the,
yeah.
Yikes, yeah. The point is that 222 people in 2013, 223 in 2012, I don't suppose there's any cause for rejoicing just for the number being down by one.
No, I don't think so, and I think we need to keep looking at this methamphetamine problem. Obviously, a small percentage of people die from methamphetamine use, but there's a huge population out there who's using methamphetamine and basically disrupting many lives, not only the people who use it, but their families as well.
Just for perspective, Dr. Gunson, is there a list of kept of alcohol-related deaths as well? I'm just trying to figure out some perspective of the 222 from illegal drugs versus other things that might have killed people in the way of inebriants, intoxicants, whatever you want to call them.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't have those numbers. In fact, it's just two of us here in the office who do this because we don't really have any statisticians or epidemiologists. So I don't have that. But I will tell you empirically that practically, well, I'd say at least 80% of our violent deaths have some alcohol level in them. So homicides, suicides, accidents, and even the drug overdoses, many of them have some alcohol in their system. So while we're talking about these illicit drugs, alcohol probably contributes more than all the illicit drugs.
All right. That was what I was looking for, was that alcohol actually isn't responsible for more generally. Yeah. Dr. Karin Gunson is the Oregon Medical Examiner. We're talking about drug deaths from illegal drugs in Oregon in the year 2013, 222 people in 2013, 223 in 2012. And we're talking about some of the numbers within those numbers. You can join this discussion on the exchange at 800-838-3760 or 541-552-6782 or by email jx@jeffnet.org. You mentioned already the heroin deaths down 25%. That's a pretty significant drop, it would seem, and for cocaine as well.
Right, and, you know, cocaine doesn't tend to be very much used here in the state. It certainly has dropped dramatically. For instance, in 2004, we had 66 cocaine deaths. So it's down a lot from that time frame. And we are down in the heroin category. In 2011, we had 143 heroin deaths. Actually, right around the turn of the century, if you will, we were up as high as 225 heroin deaths. So we've come down quite a bit, but we're sort of creeping back up again from a low of 90. So I'm still really concerned about it. The heroin that we see, that I have seen almost exclusively, is black tar heroin from Mexico. It's very difficult to cut, and it's cheap to use. And so people actually, we've been seeing people switch from using oxycodone to heroin because heroin is cheaper than oxycodone to buy on the street.
Really? So getting prescription drugs illegally is getting more difficult to do than just to get heroin?
Correct. And so we've seen, we've always had a fairly high methadone-related death for, and I'm not talking about the kind that people use for addiction medicine. That's a liquid. But since the turn of the century, they've been using methadone for chronic pain patients. And we're seeing fewer deaths from that. We went down a little bit this year in the number of prescription drug overdose deaths from 170 in 2012 to 150 in 2013. And so methadone deaths have been dropping, but the oxycodone deaths have been going up. And it's a highly abused drug, but it's quite expensive on the street. And I have documented cases where people are switching from the oxycodone that they're buying to heroin.
So is the oxycodone included in the combined category in this table?
No, there's no. This is only illicit drugs.
Okay.
So we do sort of keep a separate running tally on methadone, oxycodone, and hydrocodone, which are ones that we see abused most often as far as prescription drugs go. So we do keep a running total on that. And as I said, it has dropped from 170 to 150, probably because of the decrease in the number of methadone deaths.
All right, 170 to 150. All right, so that's a significant number in and of itself,
yeah.
Just that whole category of drugs that are quote-unquote legal, but they need to get a prescription for them.
Correct, and it's a problem because there's a lot of people who have need for these drugs, and then they get either into the wrong hands or the people begin to abuse them. And so we see it as a very difficult situation, and actually we've been working with the Oregon Medical Board and Task Force on Prescription Drug Abuse people to see what we can do to alleviate this category of drug overdose, prescription meds overdose.
Dr. Gunson, how much information other than the biological comes in with the forms that accompany these deaths? I mean, do you know much about, I guess what I'm looking for is a demographic here. I mean, you'd have age and sex and that sort of thing, but do you have socioeconomic data, education, things like that?
We don't exactly have all that, but we do have a lot of information about the people. We get a narrative that goes along with either the autopsy we do or the toxicology that we do, or we do both. And so I've seen a trend where, at least for heroin and some of and illicit drugs, where the age group is becoming younger. For many years, we would see people in their 40s. You know, long-time users would be dying. But now I'm seeing more people in their 20s. And in their 30s, who are dying from heroin. I mean, we're still seeing the older population, but it's shifting to a younger population. The majority of these people are men. And we do see, especially with heroin, we do see sort of a relationship with when we get new batches of heroin in. From like Mexico, they harvest poppy a couple times a year. So the new heroin that comes in is more potent than the old because there is a shelf life. And so when there's a new batch that comes in, people tend to die of overdoses because they're using the same amount they've used from the old batch, but the new batch is more potent.
So it's simply freshness, really, that is the key here.
It's just like bread.
Wow.
It's nice and fresh. And then we also see people who come out of it being incarcerated, and they go back to using. Of course, they've lost their tolerance. And so we see, when people start coming out of jail or the penitentiary or places like that, then we'll see them use and die from that.
So they're essentially taking the same dose they took before they were in prison, where they, in theory
right.
at least anyway, got clean, and then coming out, taking that same dose, and bam.
Correct, yes.
Again,
so tolerance is all in this, and you can lose your tolerance pretty fast.
Are these generally cases of people who are just regular abusers? I guess I'm trying to figure out if there's any sort of social context, if there are party drugs involved here too, gatherings of people.
Well, it seems to be more of a solitary event when people use heroin. I think when people use methamphetamine and maybe cocaine, it tends to be more in groups. But heroin seems to be more of a one- or two-person kind of thing.
All right. Is there any line of communication from your office, the Oregon Medical Examiner's Office, back to agencies that obviously work to reduce and interdict drug abuse? I mean, it seems like you might be hearing from police agencies through the year, we're seeing a lot of heroin on the streets, and so therefore, you can pretty much guarantee you're going to see some more heroin deaths this year, that sort of thing.
Well, we do have a fair amount of interaction with law enforcement and with the district attorneys about this. We have been participating with them in a program whereby they're trying to get to higher-level drug dealers. So working with the U.S. Attorney's Office and the county district attorneys, we have been doing more autopsies on these people. Many times, if we have recent needle puncture marks and we have all the hype kit and everything there, we'll do a complete external description and draw blood and urine and not do a full autopsy. One reason we do that is because probably 80% of these people are hepatitis C positive. And so if we don't have to do a high-risk autopsy, then we'll go the route of doing toxicology and a complete examination. But the U.S. Attorney's Office needs to have an autopsy on people who die in order to open a case. And one of the reasons they open a case is because there's a law called the Len Bias Law, where in years past, Len Bias was a basketball player and he overdosed on cocaine. And so there is a law that says, a federal law that says, if you cause the death of a person by providing drug to them, then you can be prosecuted on a federal level. And the sentence is quite severe. It's like 20 to 25 years in the federal penitentiary. So they'll open a case, but then that gives the law enforcement a way of sort of bargaining with the low-level drug dealers to get up to a higher level. You see what I mean?
So sure, they're trying to avoid the Len Bias sentence?
They're trying to avoid the Len Bias and stay at the state court, and so they will cooperate with the local law enforcement in order to, work with them in that way. So perhaps some of the reason that we see a decrease here is that they're getting to some of the higher-level drug dealers, and there's not as much of the drug on the street.
Right. Again, the number of illegal drug-related deaths in Oregon for last year, 222. Of those, 102 in Multnomah County alone. No big surprise. It's got 200,000 more people than any other county. Are there some troubling trends in other counties, though, outside of Multnomah?
Mm-hmm. Yes. When you look at some place like, let's say Jackson County has 7 heroin deaths. They've come down a little bit. Last year they had 10. So you've come down just a little bit, but you still have 5 methamphetamine-related deaths, and that's very troubling for you because before you had 11, it's come down a little bit, but still, when I look at Jackson County as compared to some of the larger counties in the state, you're about 5th on our list here, behind Lane, Clackamas, and Washington County, and Multnomah County, but as far as the more rural counties, you're up there.
All right. I noticed that there are some increases, what look like sharp increases in Josephine, Coos, and Lane counties.
Yes.
I'm going to take a presumption that in Coos and Josephine counties, the numbers overall are so low that any increase would be a significant percentage increase.
That's correct. That's correct. And so we don't have, I mean, yes, there's, there was only 4 in Josephine County. And then last year there were there was one. So we're looking at just a, you know, three. I mean, a rise of three. And so it, these smaller counties, it's really hard to say, gee, you know, they're really ramping up. It's just a little bit hard to say that just because there's so few of them.
And if the folks are interested in knowing what their own counties are, Lane 20 illegal drug deaths in 2013. It would move further south. Douglas 5, Josephine 4, Jackson 11, Coos 8, and I don't see any in Curry County at all.
No, not in Curry County. As you'd expect, Clackamas and Multnomah County are and Washington County are the top players in this issue.
So since we're already 4 months into the year plus, I mean, is there any trend that looks like it might show up in next year's figures? Any trends that you're hearing from the law enforcement agencies about drugs on the streets now?
I haven't heard any trends from them, but in my own office, and we do about 1,000 cases a year here, empirically there's been a drop in the number of heroin deaths, I think. So I'm hoping that by this time in 2015, I'll be telling you we have a bigger drop.
All right. We'll come back and talk to you next year about this then. This is the Oregon State Medical Examiner, Dr. Karen Gunson, talking to us about the drug-related deaths for illegal drugs in the year 2013, with a little side discussion there about the prescription drugs as well. Dr. Gunson, thanks so much for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks again for having me.
You bet.